Ladies and gentlemen, radio's answer to sleeping pills.
The Red Scouting Program, brought to you by Cool Cigarettes.
Just smoke a Cool and you will see how refreshing Cools can be. Switch from hot to
Cool Cigarettes for that clean, cool taste in your mouth. As Willie the Penguin says, smoke,
cool.
Smoke,
cool.
Smoke. Hollywood, the Cool Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton, Dave Rose, and his orchestra, singing star Anita Ellis, Verna Felton, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. From MGM Studios comes the star of the Cool Cigarette Program and a swell fella to boot, Red Skelton.
Well, fella to boot again, huh? You know, he talks like a man that's got another job lined up. Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. What's new, Rod?
Well, the elections in Italy are over.
Yeah, well, that proves one thing. Stassen can't win everywhere. Hey, I like that tie you're wearing. Where'd you get it? Over to the cute rat drugstore?
That's cut rate.
Yeah, cut rate. It's beautiful. Is it hand-painted?
No, I leaned against the fence.
Oh. Hey, would you like to donate a little money? We're taking up a collection for a going-away present.
Oh, I'd be glad to. Who's going away?
You, if you don't read what's here. Ties.
Yes. Well, speaking of styles, Red, did you see the new men's hats they're bringing out? Some of them are made of taffeta and some of silk, and they have ostrich feathers on the half brim.
Yeah, I saw pictures of some of the guys wearing them. You know, if that style catches on, Tom Brenneman's program will become co-educational.
You know, they have hats for morning, afternoon, and evening. I wonder what would happen if men started to buy hats like women.
Well, let's preview and show how men would act if that style gets popular, huh?
Okay.
Well, hello, Roderick.
Richard, my dear boy, hello.
Oh, my... Richard. You know, you're a live wire for a deadhead, ain't you? Why, you've changed, and I know what it is. It's that darling sombrero you're wearing.
Yeah, I just bought it. How do you like it?
Oh, definitely. You know, it does something for your ears. Mm-hmm. Greases them in the middle.
Well, thanks. I like that little off-the-face number you're wearing,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'll go with my off-the-shoulder head when my wife finds out what I paid for it.
Well, who designed it? Hattie Carnegie?
Uh-huh. Wait, I'll tell you. No, Madman Munch! Makes my ears look like hubcaps. In order to wear it, I had to have my hair fixed. Just ruined my Tony Wave.
Well, I noticed your bangs were gone.
Yeah.
How are you wearing your hair? In an up sweep?
No, bald.
The other day, I stopped by my neighborhood store and asked the clerk how the different brands of cigarettes were selling. Oh, about the same as usual, he said, except for Cools. You know, more people are buying Cools all the time. He told me that almost every day somebody would step up to the counter, pick up their usual brand of cigarettes, but then they'd put them down again and look around the counter, maybe say something about smoking a lot. And their eyes would light on a pack of Cool cigarettes. They'd try a pack, and the next day they'd be back, heading straight for Cools. I think I can see why this happens at cigarette counters everywhere. Steady smokers, tired of ordinary cigarettes, find there's a world of smoking pleasure in Cool's smoother, cooler blend of fine tobaccos. So why not smoke Cools? And get that clean, cool taste in your mouth.
You know, Anita, that red dress makes you look like a bottle of ketchup.
No.
Here's our lovely Anita, and what are you singing tonight?
Now is the hour.
Yes, sir.
Now is the hour.
soon you'll be sailing far across the sea.
In a series of our square table discussions.
Each day we hear views and expressions on many persons and subjects, but the really great problems could be solved by the average man who never gets the chance to express himself. So tonight we will discuss little problems that irritate the masses. Our subject is baseball.
Our first speaker is...
me, Willie Lumpluff.
Our subject for discussion is baseball. Are you familiar with the sport?
Am I familiar with baseball? You ever heard tell of Ty Cobb, the Georgia Pete?
Well, certainly I have.
I'm Willie, the Indiana Lemon.
Well, I don't remember ever seeing your name on the sports page.
Well, you see, I was actually just sort of a pinch hitter.
Well, what exactly do you mean, sort of a pinch hitter?
Well, the hitter used to get lazy, and I'd go out and pinch him, and he'd knock the ball right over.
Well, do you attend the ball games out here in California?
Yeah, I take my wife every ladies' day, because ladies get in free.
Mm-hmm. Well, does your wife like baseball?
Nah, but she gets a big laugh when people say we look like sisters.
You mean you dress like a woman to get in free?
Look, Bob, you spend your money your way now. Instead of wearing a tie, you could use a blotter, you know? I gotta dress that way. You can never get in. Have you seen them tickets you buy to see why the game's over before you can figure out where your seat is? Tunnel 5, section 12, seat 14, box 10, row 15, tier 22, gate 11, lap 3. I tell you, with tickets like that, they ought to use St. Bernard's for ushers.
Well, do you have any dislikes toward the game?
Yeah, I don't like umpires. I don't like umpires. And little guys in their little clean shirts, their little blue suits, their little beanies and wishbones, I don't like them.
Don't you think their decisions are always fair?
What?
Don't you think their decisions are always fair?
I most certainly do not. Why, did you know that some of them... You see, what I was going to say ain't here, and I forgot what I was going to say. Half of them umpires can't even see. They got spots in front of their eyes. You know?
Well, then how can they see the ball?
They wait for a white spot to come along. They figure that. Did you know? I just thought of it. Did you know? Did you know that one night the lights went out and they played three innings without a ball and the umpire never knew it?
You mean they're nearsighted?
They're beer-sighted, that's what they are. I don't like umpires. I don't like umpires. Little beanie boots, tootin' whisper, I don't like them.
Well, I don't think you should be so prejudiced against umpires. After all, they have to live, too.
In what rule book does it say that?
Where did you encounter your most irritating umpire?
Well, I was watching the Chicago team play, see, and there I was in the box.
You were alone?
No, I was a dozen oranges in there with me. Well, it was a warm day, and I was sitting there in my shirt sleeves. Well, an extra comes down. He starts an argument with me. He says, "This is a high-class ballpark. You can't sit around in your shirt sleeves. You'll have to put the rest of the shirt on, too." Well, the game starts. I see the pitch. It's the ball. But old Shorty and his beanie, old repulsive, takes off his muzzle, and he yells, "Strike!" 19 pickets run out on the field. Pitch, he yelled, "Strike!" Well, anybody could see that it was a ball. A jerk can see it. I saw it right away. The ump calls it a ball. See?
Well, what was it, a marble?
We'll send you back to the dugout any minute. Well, I got so mad, I jumped to my knees. And I yelled to the umpire. I said, "Get glasses, you bat, you!" Well, for no reason at all, he took exceptions to that. Stuck his tongue out at me. So I lost my head. He shakes his fist at me, sir. I says, "Don't..." Well, I turned to him and I... You want to read a commercial? I'm really lost. My head when old Snake Eyes yelled "Strike" again. I turned to a lady next to me and I grabbed the bottle and I threw it at an umpire.
Threw the bottle at the umpire? Yeah. That's bad.
I'll say it was. It was a baby hanging on the bottle.
What did the mother do?
Well, she was very stubborn. The baby's mother was stubborn.
Stubborn?
She wouldn't let go of the kid.
Well, what did the umpire do?
Well, he shook his fist at me. I says, "Don't shake your fist at me, bud. I'll come down there and beat you to a pulp. That's what I'll do. I'll knock the stuffings out of your chest protector." He says, "You come down here, I'll pin your ears back." That's what he says to me. Uh-huh.
Well, did you go out on the field?
Oh, yeah. I went out on the field.
What happened?
Hmm?
I said, "What happened? What's the matter? Can't you hear?"
Not with my ears pinned back like that. I don't like them.
Our next speaker is Clem Cadiddlehopper.
Well, here I am.
If I had on a red dress, I could sing that better, you know.
Oh, spring is here. The flowers is blooming. The towns in the Middle West are going down the river to visit one another.
Our subject tonight is baseball. You are familiar with the game?
Well, I have a better head for basketball, truthfully.
Yes. Tell me, do you have any dislikes against the great American sport?
Yeah, girls playing baseball. Now, I know that girls like jewelry, but they should leave the ball diamonds alone. Well, that's too fast. He didn't get that.
Yes, I wasn't ready for that one.
Yeah.
No.
You wasn't, huh?
No.
Well, for your information, that might get the Pulitzer Prize.
The what?
The Pulitzer Prize. Pulitzer Prize. P-U.
Yes, that it will get. What other dislikes do you have against baseball?
Well, the money you have to spend to enjoy the game. You buy your ticket for $2.50, and then it costs you 25 cents for a scorecard.
Well, the scorecard is a necessity.
For me, it's a waste of money. I never knew what the score was. Then you have to buy soda pop for 20 cents. Imagine, soda pop, 20 cents a bottle. That's a penny a bubble. You gotta get the bottle back. And the hot dogs were 20 cents. Have you seen the hot dogs they serve at them ballparks?
No.
Neither have I, and I've been buying them for years. I remember once I bought a hot dog, and I said to the huckster that sold it to me, "Hey, there's something on this bun."
Well, he looked at it and he says, oh, that's the weenie. You must have got it by mistake. He apologized, said it would never happen again. He sold me another one that had a feather in it. It was a bird dog, I guess.
That's awful.
Yeah, you think that's bad? You should see the hamburgers they sell for 25 cents. The quarter you pay for it is bigger and thicker. They slice them hamburgers so thin, they just pat them down so thin, I always buy two.
So you can taste them?
No, so I can use them for sunglasses. And on top of that, the only beef that comes in those hamburgers are from the customers.
You mean you don't think they're made out of beef?
No.
Whatever gave you that idea?
Well, at the ballpark where I go, they have a sign. It says, our hamburgers, first in quality, second in flavor, and third in the Kentucky Derby. Think I'm kidding? They're serving horse meat nowadays. I had a hamburger out at the park the other day, and some guy yelled, whoa, and it stopped right in the middle of my throat. And people are so rude at the ballparks, you know. Some people are really rude. I worked for an hour to get waited on, and the girl handed me my hot dog, and the guy behind me grabbed it and started gnawing on it. Well, I let out a yell.
You did?
Yeah, my finger was in the bun. And when you do get your order, you got to fight your way back out of the starving mob, you know. Time you get in the clear, your hot dog's so cold it's got goose pimples on it. You got mustard running down your arm. Strange kids running up your leg. Then you have to turn around and fight your way back to the stand again.
Why?
You forgot your soda pop.
Well, I guess a crowd can be quite maddening at times.
Yes, and they're unhealthy, too. You might pick up cold or sore throat or something. That's why I never breathe when I'm at a ball game. And I'd like to give a little health hint right here and now. Whenever you're in a crowd, stand alone.
If steady smoking gets you down, keep a pack of Cools around. Switch from Hots to
Cool cigarettes. When constant smoking has left your mouth so parched and dry that you think all pleasure is gone from smoking, that's the time to light up a Cool and see what a pleasure it can be. For Cools are a flavorful blend of choice tobaccos, cooler, smoother. Cools are America's most refreshing cigarettes. Such a relief from hot, dry smokes. So switch to Cools for that clean, cool taste in your mouth.
Just smoke a Cool and you will see how refreshing Cools can be. Switch from Hots to
Cool cigarettes for that clean, cool taste in your mouth. As Willie the Penguin says, smoke. Smoke.
Cools.
Smoke.
Cools.
Dave Rose and his Cool Cigarette Orchestra comply with many requests and play his most famous composition, Holiday for Strings.
Thank you.
scrapbook of satire, a story entitled The Glutton.
Is that you?
Yes, kiddo, it's me, the babysitter's nightmare.
Just look at
me.
You've been fighting again, and you promised me you'd act like a little gentleman.
Well, I was. I was acting like a gentleman. Gentleman Jim Corbett, I was acting like. I don't guess I'm worth very much to you, is I?
Why, of course you are, dear.
Would you say I was worth $1 million?
Oh, money couldn't buy you.
You mean you wouldn't tell me if you got a chance?
No. If we sold you, we'd feel awful. We wouldn't want to swindle anyone.
No. Boy, you sure is loved by everybody, ain't I? Sure is. And I'm hungry, too.
Well,
hungry.
You're always hungry, and you're always eating.
Well,
I bet you have something to eat hidden in your pocket now. Now, come here, let me see.
All I had is these fresh mushrooms. Mushrooms, look.
Mushrooms? Junior! Those are toadstools.
Toadstools?
Yes.
So that's what the toad was trying to tell me, huh?
You mean toads get on things like this?
Stop talking, silly. And now that you're home, your mother wants to talk to you about that pie that was in the pantry.
What about it?
It's missing.
Well, then what should he talk about? Well, if I get so perturbed, I get so perturbed and hungry, too. I'm hungry.
Junior, stay out of that candy dish. Well, you'll spoil your lunch.
Hey, what are we having?
Turnips and pickled tongue.
Oh, please. Please, the boys at Bo's Yes wouldn't eat that, believe me. Even with plenty of penicillin sauce, believe me.
Yes? Well, you still can't have any candy.
Now, look, you let me have some sweet tooth fuel or I'm going to blab.
You'll blab what?
I've got a secret I'm going to tell, a big secret.
What is it?
Such a secret I don't even know myself. I would tell everybody you got fired from the phone company for being so rude.
I was not.
Oh, no. Operator, you give me the wrong number.
Ah, why don't you learn how to dial, you big dumbbell? Sometimes I'm sorry I stopped your father from rocking your cradle.
Yes.
I should have never taken the rocks away from him.
Look, now, you better be nice to me, because Tallahatchie ain't half full yet. Tallahatchie ain't half full yet. The penitentiary ain't half full yet.
You go talk to your mother.
What's my...
I have to go and dust the wax fruit on the dining room table.
Well, I save you the trouble. In fact, you'll never have to dust that fruit anymore.
Junior, you didn't eat that fruit.
Yes?
It wasn't real, dear.
Huh?
They were just ornaments, and they were made of wax.
Well, no wonder those little worms were marching back and forth, picketing the bowl.
Oh, I give up. You must be part goat.
Well, as long as the neighbors don't get wind of it, I guess I'll be all right. Mother,
where's the key to the car? I saw
the keys in the car.
Well, they aren't there now.
Yeah, because I saw them.
Junior, what did you do with the keys?
Now, don't yell at me or I'll forget where I put them.
Try to remember, darling.
Yes, where did you put them, sweetheart?
Think carefully, dear.
Oh, shit, soft soap. Oh, I'm wise, you two lovebirds. The minute you get that key, you're going to beat my brains out.
Why do you say that, dear?
I'm wise to you, fatso. Stop! I think I'll tell everybody you's Rod O'Connor's mother.
Oh, no.
Okay, here's the key. I took it because I wanted to go with you.
Well, you can't go.
No, I want to go. I never get to go nowhere. I want to go.
Junior, get up off the floor.
I want to go. I stay home all the time. I work in slave trying to break my toys, and I never get to go.
Stop acting like a dibble hopper.
I'm going to hold my breath till I die.
Stop that. Mother, make him stop holding his breath.
Junior, stop it.
Where would it go?
Go!
Where are you going?
What do you care?
Well, maybe quite a bit. Maybe someplace I don't want to go.
I'll be back in an hour, Mother.
Now, before you go, Loreen, aren't you going to ask the boy about the pie?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Junior, did you eat that pie that was in the pantry?
Does you think I did?
Yes, I do.
You positive of?
Yes, I am.
You'll have to disqualify yourself as a judge. You was prejudiced.
Smart.
Well, if you think I ate it, why you waste your time asking silly questions like that?
Oh, look, young man, you're just getting too big for your britches.
Well, is that what's been sneaking up on you?
Oh, this could go on all day. Now, Junior, what did you do with the pie?
Well, it was such a nice pie, and you know how them juvenile jury kids, little Jackie Berry, and he comes running in out here all the time. Well, I say to myself, now, there might be a pie stealer among them kids. There might be a pie stealer. So I better put that pie where it would be nice and safe. Well, even Walter Kiernan couldn't get it. I put it where it's nice and safe.
And where is that safe place?
Inside me tummy.
Oh, no, Junior. You didn't eat that whole pie.
Every crumb. Boy, I had a lot of crust, didn't I, huh?
You're going to be sicker than a dog.
Well, you know you're cooking better than I do. Hey, by the by, Namor, did you make that crust?
No, I did.
Huh?
Mummy made it.
Oh, that's what it says, yeah. Well, it sure is a nice formula. I want to say that you got a formula for making manhole covers, right?
Not only does he eat my pie, he insults me. I give up. I'm going to tell your father when he gets home.
Well, it won't be news to him. He's tasting your pies, too, you know.
That does it. Here. Come here to me.
Now, don't spank me. Oh, no. Oh, you broke my little sack of lily. You broke my sack of lily.
Broke your what?
Sack of something, I don't know. Before I could pronounce it, would be well, anyhow.
Oh, Mother, I give up.
What's he so up in the up about? What's he so up in the up about?
Junior, don't you realize if you keep eating so many sweet things that your body will suffer from an unbalanced diet? And you do want to grow up like Babe Ruth and Jack Dempsey, don't you?
Well, why them?
Why, don't you want someone to idolize?
I have someone. Honest John. Someday I'm going to join his Air Force, you know. Then I can buy me own food.
Now, don't tell me you're still hungry.
Yes, I is.
Well, come out in the kitchen and I'll fix you a vegetable plate.
But you mean them frozen vegetables? I don't enjoy eating them because I know how they've been tortured. Them poor little vegetables and stuff. The little things, they freeze them and then they cook them. And then they chew them all up. And then I've made up my mind I'm not going to eat anything that's frozen.
But what about ice cream? Are you going to stop eating that too?
No, because ice cream I got no sympathy for.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all five counts. Check them.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness. Deep down, satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel. Leaves only a clean, dry ash.
And that's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Crimp cut for slow, even, cool burning.
Yes, Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
The brand of grand aroma. Keeps home, sweet home.
It's Sir Walter Raleigh. Sooner or later, your favorite tobacco.
Yes, a favorite with college men, servicemen, businessmen. Men everywhere who know and appreciate quality pipe smoking. Smoke Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.